B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Erevin Daf Mem Gimel. We're going to start in the middle of the Amud. Boya Reb Chananya. Chananya asked the following question. Yesh tchumin lemailo me'asara or ein tchumin lemailo me'asara? We've already seen previously in Maseches Shabbos, in Maseches Erevin, that there are certain domains that only apply, those halachas only apply up until 10 tfachim. Rosh Hashanah, Carmelis is only till 10 tfachim. Rosh Hashanah Yochid is only from 10 tfachim. The question is, the halachas of tchum, that a person is not allowed to go outside his tchum, outside beyond 2,000 amos from his place of residence at the onset of Shabbos, is that only if he's at floor level, he's within 10 tfachim, he's not allowed to walk outside the tchum. If, however, he manages somehow, we'll soon discuss how, he manages to raise up above 10 tfachim, is he allowed to then travel as long as he wants, as far as he wants, without the restrictions of tchum? That was the question. Says the Gemara, Amud Gavoya Asora Varocha Varbo. We're talking about above 10 tfachim. So if he had a post which was 10 tfachim high and it was 4 tfachim wide, and he put that, and that post was wide and deep, and he put that post, one end of it was within the 2,000 amis, within the tchum, and the other part of this post was outside the tchum. And this person now wants to go up onto this, on top of this post, he's now above 10 tvachim off the ground. He wants to know, can he continue walking on this post outside his 2,000 amis? The Gemara says that was not a question. It's clear to us that it's osur. Why? The ara smichtahi. Since it's 4 tvachim wide, it's very comfortable to walk on it, then it's considered as if it's just an elevated part of the ground, it's a thickness to the ground, that so to speak the ground has raised itself 10 tfachim above its height where it was previously, and therefore it's clearly still considered within 10 tfachim, and it's osur. Ki tibay lecha, the question is going to be, ba'amud gavoya asara v'einu rochav arba, if this post is 10 tfachim high but is not 4 tvachim wide, it's not so comfortable to walk on it, it's not so spacious, it's clearly not considered an extension, a thickness to the ground. The question is, since you're now above 10 tvachim, do the restrictions of tchumin apply? Inami, another example would be, deka'ozil b'kfitza, if somebody says some shame, Rashi says some holy name, or maybe a not such holy name, but he uses some spiritual power, and he manages to raise himself above the ground and to fly in the air. He's jumping. He's now above 10 tfachim. Is he restricted to the 2,000 amos of tchum? Lishnachrina. Another version would be, and it's similar to using a shame to travel in the air. Another example would be besfina, a boat, where a boat is typically 10 tfachim off the ground, off the seabed, and the boat is moving. So it's very similar to this person that is moving by having said some name of some spiritual power. So if somebody's on a boat, is he restricted to 2,000 amis? Or do we say no, since he's 10 tvachim above the seabed and he's now going beyond 10 tvachim, beyond 2,000 amis, is he allowed to go and travel as much as he wants? And that's the question. My, what's the halacha? Omar Reb Hoshea, Toshima, I'll bring you proof from our Mishnah. The Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, Ma'ase shebo mi plandarsin ve'fligos svinosom bayom v'chulu. We saw in the Mishnah, there was a story where there were some Tanoim who were on a boat. They did not intend to leave their tchum on Shabbos. And by means of some oinus, the boat drifted away from where they were at the onset of Shabbos, and it went outside their 2,000 amatchum. And we saw that Reb Gamliel and Reb Elazar ben Azariah, they allowed themselves to walk around the entire boat, the entire ship. They used the walls around the ship, so to speak, to consider the entire area within the ship as 4 amos. And Reb Yeshua and Reb Akiva, they did not move out of their 4 amos. Says the Gemara, Iom Rus B'Shleima Yesh Tchumin, if you say that there is an issa of tchumin, mishum hocha rotsu. Eloi omrus ein tchumin amai rotsu. We saw in the Mishnah that Rabbi Gamliel said you can walk around the entire boat, so it doesn't make a difference if there is or isn't tchum. In any case, when you go out of the tchum, you can still walk within 4 amos. The entire boat is considered 4 amos, and according to Rabbi Gamliel, it makes no difference. According to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva, they only went 4 amos in the boat. And it's clear in the Mishnah that this was something they chose. That means they held, intrinsically they held like Rabbi Gamliel, that the halacha is, according to the letter of the law, you're allowed to go around the entire boat. However, they were machmir, rotsu lachmir latzmon, they wanted to be stringent, it's something they took upon themselves, and we saw in a previous Gemara why it was this chumra. But they took on this chumra upon themselves. So the Gemara says, if you say that the concept of tchumin applies above 10 tvachim, and we assume the boat is above 10 tvachim off the seabed, then I can understand that they want it to be machmir. But if you say that there's no tchumin above 10 tvachim, there's no such issa, then if there's no issa of tchumin, why were they being stringent? Why? Says the Gemara, no. It could be that that above 10 tvachim there's no issa tchumin. And nonetheless, they chose to be stringent. Why? K'da'omar Rava. Because Rava said elsewhere, we'll soon see where this is in a couple of lines, but Rava elsewhere said, b'mahaleches b'rakak. There's always the chance that the boat is travelling on a very shallow waters, and the distance between the boat and the riverbed or the seabed is less than 10 tvachim. And if so, the laws of tchumin apply. Because within 10 tvachim, definitely the halachas of tchumin apply. Hochanami, so to hear b'mahaleches b'rakak, they either knew that they were going in shallow water, or they were afraid that they were going in shallow water, and therefore they wanted to be machmir. Continues the Gemara Tashema. Pam achas lo nichnasu l'nomil al shechesheicho v'chulei. This was the next case in the Mishnah, on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, that at one point the boat that they were traveling in only came to the shore after it was already Shabbos, after it was already nighttime. And they said to Rabbi Gamliel, are we allowed to go down from the boat? We traveled outside the Tchum. Or did we travel outside the Tchum? When Shabbos came in, Bein HaShmashos, we were far away from the shore. And now the boat came to the shore. If it's outside 2,000 amos from where we were when Shabbos came in, we're not allowed to go down from the boat. Rabbi Gamliel reassured them and said, don't worry, when Shabbos came in, I checked how far away we were from the shore. Exactly how Rabbi Gamliel managed to do this, we're going to see in the Gemara on Amud Beis. But he says, it's okay, we were within 2,000 amis, we're still within our tchum, we can go off the boat. Says the Gemara, I omrus b'shleima yesh tchumin, if you say that there is an issa of tchumin above 10 tvachim, shapir, then I can understand their concern that if they're outside their tchum, they're not allowed to go down from the boat. And I can understand that Rabbi Gamliel answered them and said, you're within your tchum. Eloi omrus ein tchumin, if you say that above 10 tvachim, there's no issa of tchumin, then they were not. How does tchum work? That when Shabbos came in, you acquire residence where you are, and then you're only allowed to travel, or only allowed to walk for 2,000 amis from there. But if they were on a boat when Shabbos came in, and the boat was above 10 tvachim off the ground, then they never acquired any residence. So the whole concept of tchumin doesn't start. Of course they can go off the boat. When they go off the boat, at that point they're going to acquire residence when they come off the boat, and then the halachas of tchumin will start. So you're saying, Eloi omrus ein tchumin, if you say there's no issa of tchumin above 10 tvachim, ki lo yoyinu b'toicha tchum mayhava, even if they were further than 2,000 amas from the shore, why is that a reason that they cannot go off the boat? Omar Rava, this is where Rava said what we mentioned before, b'maleches b'rakak, when they were in shallow water, and in shallow water the tchum does apply. So if they were in shallow water, when Shabbos came in, and then they acquired residence there, because it was less than 10 tvachim off the seabed, and if the shore is now more than 2,000 amas away from there, they had a good question, or they had a good concern. They're not allowed to go off the boat. Continues the Gemara. Toshima, we learnt in a brisa, Hani Shev Shmeitza, there were seven rulings, Deis Amron B'Tzafra B'Shabsa, Kameda Rav Chisda B'Sura. These seven alochas were said in front of Rav Chisda in Sura, in Shabbos morning, Ubahada Panya D'Shabsa, in Shabbos afternoon, later on Shabbos, they were said Kameda Rava, or others say it's Rabba, B'Pumpadisa, in Pumpadisa. And the question is that the distance between Sura and Pumpadisa is way beyond the halachas of Tchum, the distance of Tchum. There's not only is there more than 2,000 amas between them, there's even more than 4,000 amas in between them, so you couldn't even make an Erev Tchumin. It's so far away. How could it possibly be that in the morning the halachas were said in Sura and in the afternoon they were said in Pumpadisa? How could they travel outside the Tchum? Man omrinu, who said over these halachas? Lav, is it not to be assumed? Eliyahu omrinu. It was Eliyahu Anovi, who, he was the one that said the halachas in Surah, and he said it to in Pumpadisa. How did Eliyahu Anovi get from Surah to Pumpadisa? We assume that Eliyahu Anovi is keeping to the halachas of Tchumin. He obviously used some shame, used his supernatural powers, and he raised himself off the ground, like we saw before, Kfitza, and he found his way to Pumpadisa in the air. So you see clearly, if Eliyahu Anovi did that, it must be that there's no issue of Tchumin above 10 Tfachim. Alma ain't Tchumin, the Milo Me'asara. Says the Gemara, no, there's no proof. Dilma maybe Yosef Shida Amrinu. There was this demon, this spirit called Yosef, and this spirit was not keeping Shabbos, and therefore this Yosef, he was the one who moved from Surah to Pumpadisa on Shabbos and said over those halachas. Continues the Gemara Toshima. The Braisa, Hareini Nozir B'Yoim Sheben David Bo. If somebody says, the day that Mashiach comes, that's the day I'm going to become a Nozir. Now, do you know when Mashiach is coming? Are you sure he didn't come today? Are you sure he didn't come yesterday? Are you sure he's not going to come tomorrow? What information do we have about when Mashiach can or cannot come in order to understand what day he has to at least be machmir, he has to assume that he could come today and therefore he's not allowed to drink wine and he has to adhere to all the halachas of Nazirus. So the halacha is muta lishteis yayin b'shabosos ubyomim toivim. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, Mashiach cannot come on Shabbos and Yom Tov, then he's allowed to drink wine because he's clearly not a nozir. However, on a weekday, where on any day in the week, maybe Mashiach came that day, and you just don't know about it, but maybe Mashiach is here, and therefore your Nazirus has become valid, you made a promise, you made a vow that the day Mashiach comes, you're going to be a Nazir, maybe that's today, and you're not allowed to drink wine. That's the end of the Braisa. Says the Gemara, if you say that there is a halachas of tchumin above 10 tfachim, then we understand the Shabbos is b'yomim tovim mutar. We understand that Mashiach cannot come on Shabbos and Yom Tov because he cannot come from outside the tchum. And for some reason, the Gemara assumed that for Mashiach to come, he has to come from outside the tchum. Eloi omrus ein tchumin b'Shabbos is b'yomim tovim. If you assume that there's no issa of tchum on Shabbos or Yom Tov, am I mutter? Why are you allowed to drink wine? Why is this person allowed to drink wine on Shabbos or Yom Tov? Maybe Mashiach is coming today on Shabbos, today on Yom Tov, and you're a nozir. Says the Gemara, you're right. According to the opinion that there's no issa of tchum, and maybe Mashiach came on Shabbos, but you can come on Shabbos, but you forgot another detail. Shani hosom de Omar kro. Even in the event that there's no problem for Mashiach to come and there's no issue of Tchumin, there's another issue. Mashiach cannot come on Shabbos because the Pasuk says, Hine onoichi sheleach lochem es Eliyahu Anovi, the Pasuk emalachi, that Hashem, the Novi said, that Hashem said, that Hashem is going to send Eliyahu Anovi, lifnei bo yoyim Hashem agodil vanoira, before Mashiach comes, Eliyahu Anovi is going to come to foretell the coming of Mashiach. And on Friday, Eliyahu Anovi didn't come. If Eliyahu Anovi didn't come on Friday, Mashiach cannot come on Shabbos. V'haloi osa Eliyahu me'esmoil, and since Eliyahu didn't come yesterday on Friday, therefore Mashiach is definitely not going to come on Shabbos, and therefore you can drink wine on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Yehocha b'choil kol yema v'yema nami lishtari, d'haloi osa Eliyahu me'esmoil. On that token, you can say the same during the week. Any day of the week, Mashiach can't come today because Eliyahu Novi didn't come yesterday. And any day that we don't know that Eliyahu Hanavi came the day before, Mashiach cannot come on that day, so he should be able to drink wine. Elo omrinon lebeis din agodl osa. We say that maybe Eliyahu Hanavi came to the Beis Din Agodl in Yerushalayim to foretell the coming of Mashiach, and you just didn't hear about it yet, and therefore the next day Mashiach can come. Asks the Gemara, hachanami leim lebeis din agodl osa. If so, how can you drink wine on Shabbos? Maybe Eliyahu Hanavi came on Friday to the Beis Din HaGadol, and you just didn't hear about it yet. And on Shabbos, Mashiach will come, assuming that there's no Issa of Tchumin above 10 Tvachim. Says the Gemara, no. Kvar muvtach lem li Yisrael, Klal Yisrael have been assured, she'ein Eliyahu bo loy ba'arve Shabbosis, v'loy ba'arve yomim tovim, mepnei ha'toirach. If Eliyahu Hanavi is going to come on Erev Shabbos, or on Erev Yom Tov, everybody's going to want to go and greet him, and it's going to disturb their preparations for Shabbos. So Klal Yisrael is assured that preparing for Shabbos is even more important than Eliyahu Hanavi coming, and therefore Eliyahu Hanavi is not going to come on a Friday. Since Eliyahu Hanavi is not going to come on a Friday, because he doesn't want to disturb our preparing for Shabbos, we can be sure that Mashiach cannot come on Shabbos, and therefore you're allowed to drink wine on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Kosolka Daitoch, at this point we assume, Mid Eliyahu loy osa, Mashiach nami le osa. We assume that in the same way as Eliyahu Hanavi is not going to come to foretell the coming of Mashiach on Friday, so too Mashiach himself will not come on Friday, because that will also disrupt the preparations for Shabbos. If so, B'mayla Shabbos Lishtori, it should be mutter to drink wine every Erev Shabbos. Says the Gemara, no. Eliyahu loy osi. Eliyahu Novi is not going to come on Erev Shabbos because it will disrupt our preparations for Shabbos. Mashiach osi. However, Mashiach can come. Why? Tekiven de osi Mashiach, after Mashiach comes, hakel avodim heim li Yisrael. All the nations of the world will volunteer to come and serve the chosen nation, Klal Yisrael, and we'll have plenty other people to take care of our Shabbos needs that we'll be able to greet Mashiach, and it will not be at the expense of preparing for Shabbos. Asks the Gemara, Bechad b'shabta lishtori. Why don't we say that every single Sunday he should be able to drink wine? Because Mashiach won't come on Sunday, because on Shabbos Eliyahu Novi didn't come. So can we bring proof from there, Livshait mino de'ein tchumin, that there's no issa of tchumin above 10 Tvachim, and therefore maybe Eliyahu Hanavi will come on Shabbos. Mashiach cannot come on Shabbos or Yom Tov, because Eliyahu Hanavi cannot come on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov, but Eliyahu Hanavi could come on Shabbos. So from the very fact that you're not allowed to drink wine on Sunday means Mashiach could come on Sunday, that must mean Eliyahu Hanavi could come on Shabbos. And that must mean there's no Issa of Tchumin above 10 Tvachim, otherwise how's Eliyahu Hanavi going to come? If there is an Issa of Tchumin b'chad b'shava, lishtori, it should be muta to drink wine on Sunday, to le'os Eliyahu b'shabbos, because Eliyahu Hanavi cannot come on Shabbos. Answers the Gemara, Hai tana sfuke mesapkele yesh tchumin yein tchumin ulechumra. Which means like this. It says in this brisa, it's not definite that there is tchumin. There is an Issa of Tchumin, it could be that there's no Issa Tchumin. And in the event that there's no Issa Tchumin above 10 Tvachim, then Eliyahu Hanavi could have come on Shabbos, Mashiach could come on Sunday, and therefore you're not allowed to drink wine on Sunday. But it could be also, it's a Sofik, that there is an Issa of Tchumin above 10 Tvachim, in which case you would be right that Eliyahu Hanavi can't come on Shabbos, and then Mashiach cannot come on Sunday, it should be mutter to drink wine, but we don't know, it's a doubt. Since it's a doubt, this person is not allowed to drink wine on Sunday, but since it's a doubt, and it could be there is an Issa of Tchumin above 10 Tvachim, and therefore for all of us, we asked a question, Is there an issa of tchumin? Are we allowed to go beyond 2,000 amos, above 10 tfachim? The answer is, misafik, maybe there's an issa, and you're not allowed to. Continues the Gemara, dekoi emas dekonodir. Now the Gemara is asking another question on this whole topic. What did this person say? This person said that the day Mashiach comes, I'm going to become a nozir. And the Braisa says, on weekdays he can drink, he cannot drink wine, on Shabbos and Yom Tov he can drink wine. No, there's one thing that we have to get clear here. In the event that he became a nozir, he didn't become a nozir for a day. Once a person becomes a nozir, he stays a nozir. So in Maseches Naziris, we're going to learn how long he stays a nozir. Is there a minimum amount of time? And what did this person mean? What did he intend? But either way, once you become a nozir, it's not just for the day. Now, we said he's not allowed to drink wine on Friday. Why is he not allowed to drink wine on Friday? Maybe Eliyahu HaNavi came on Thursday and you didn't know about it. Maybe Mashiach came on Friday and you just don't know about it yet. And therefore, maybe Mashiach came. If you're saying that it could be Mashiach came on Friday and then you became a nozir on Friday, then what's this that on Shabbos you can drink wine? If you became a nozir on Friday, you cannot drink wine on Shabbos. It's true that Mashiach wouldn't come on Shabbos because Eliyahu HaNavi can't come on Friday. Mashiach can't come without Eliyahu HaNavi. So Mashiach cannot come on Shabbos, which means that the Naziris cannot start on Shabbos. But if you can entertain the idea that the Naziris started on Friday or on Thursday, how can you drink wine on Shabbos? Maybe this person is a nozir. That's what the Gemara is going to ask now. Dekoi emas dekonodir. What day of the week was he? Where was he standing? Which means, what day of the week was it when he made his neder? Ilema dekoi bechol. If he's made the neder on a weekday, kiven dechol ole naziris. Since we say that on weekdays he's not allowed to drink wine because we suspect maybe Mashiach came. Well, for that token, if Mashiach came, then the fact that Shabbos came, how does that stop the Naziris? Maybe Mashiach is here and you don't know about it yet, and he's a Nazir, even on Shabbos. He made the Neder on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, and on Shabbos and Yom Tov, that's when he made the Neder. Or it was Yom Tov. And then that's what the Braisa means. If you made a Shvua, if you made this commitment on a weekday, immediately you're not allowed to drink wine. However, if you're on a Shabbos or Yom Tov, the Braisa says, since Mashiach cannot possibly come on Shabbos or Yom Tov, then on Shabbos or Yom Tov, which is the day you made the neder, you're definitely not yet in Ozir, and you can continue drinking wine until the weekdays. That day he's allowed to drink wine, the day he made the neder. Mikan ve'elech osir lei. But from that point on, it's osir because maybe Mashiach came, and if he came, then you became a nozir. You became a nozir, you stay a nozir. Continues the Gemara. We saw that in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, we saw Pam achas loynichnasu lenomel v'chulu. There was a story there where there were people who, before the onset of Shabbos, they were quite far from the shore, and the boat continued towards the shore, and they came to the shore, to the dry land, and it was already way after Shabbos, way after the onset of Shabbos, it was already nighttime. They asked Rabban Gamliel, are we allowed to disembark, are we allowed to go off the boat? As we discussed before, he reassured them that when Shabbos came in, they were less than 2,000 amis away from the shore, and therefore it was not a contradiction to their limitations of Tchumen, and they could disembark. Says the Gemara, how did Rabbi Gamliel know that when he was 2,000 amis, or when Shabbos came in and he was out at sea still, how was he so sure that the distance to the shore was less than 2,000 amis? Says the Gemara, Tana, Shfeiferes Hoysoloi Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel had a type of a tube. Shahoya Mabit Vetsoife Baal Paim Amo Biabosha. It was arranged, this tube was set up in a way, and the Rishonim discuss exactly how this worked, and they didn't have the technology we have today. But either way, there was a type of tube that, by looking through it, one could tell whether the distance that you could see at the end of the tube was more than 2,000 amis or less than 2,000 amis, or connect al paim bayam, and it doesn't matter if you're standing if you're in the sea or if you're on the shore, either way, you could look into a distance and know where the end of 2,000 amas was. Rabbi Gamliel, he looked into this tube when just as Shabbos was coming in, Bein Hashmoshes, and he saw that the shoreline was already in sight. He knew it was less than 2,000 amas away. Continues the Gemara. If somebody wants to know how deep is a valley, and we're obviously talking about a valley that's sloping down, not a valley that's just a sudden drop, maybe Shreferes, Umabit boy should bring this tube and look through this tube, and then he can see if the tube is set up in a way that you know how far you can see with it, then you can use that tube to determine how deep the valley is. And in the event that you can see the valley and you know that you're still within how whatever distance it is, and you just keep walking backwards until you can no longer see the bottom of the valley, and then you know how deep the valley is, you know how far you've walked away from the top of the hill. Obviously, it only works if it's a gentle slope. If it's a sudden drop and you walk away, you won't be able to see the bottom at all. But you can slowly walk. If it's a slope, you slowly walk away. You know how far you've walked away. You know then how deep the valley is. If somebody wants to know how high a palm tree is and he's afraid to go up and measure from the top or measure its height, then the tziloi v'tzel koimosoi. He should measure the length of his own shadow, and he should measure the length of the shade of this palm tree. And the truth is, he doesn't need to measure his own height. He wants to measure the height of the palm tree, and he doesn't want to go up. So he's going to measure the shadow, the length of the shadow of the tree. However, the length of the shadow of the tree is not the same length as the tree itself. It could be longer, it could be shorter, depending if the sun is relatively above the tree, then the shadow will be relatively short. If the sun is very low, the shadow will be very far. So he's going to measure the shadow. He's also going to measure his own shadow. Then he's going to work out the ratio of his own height, which he knows, to the length of his shadow. And then he knows the ratio of the shadow versus the thing itself. And then he'll apply that ratio to the shadow of the tree. And then, for example, if he measured his own height and it was 2 amos, and he measured the shade and it was 3 amos, he knows that the shade is 50% taller than the being itself. He'll then measure the shade of the palm tree. If it's 30 amis, he knows that the palm tree is 20 amis high. V'yeda kama goyvi shel dekel. Continues the Gemara. Haroitze sheloi tishre chai oro batzel kever. If somebody doesn't want these bad animals to find shade and to find respite from the heat in the shadow of a grave, because if they do, if they try and find rest in the shadow of a grave, they might sniff and scent that there's a corpse buried there, and they may, chas v'sholem, undig the corpse. And therefore, we have to try and do something to make sure that the animals are not going to find any shade from the graves. What should we do? Noyitz kono b'dalet shoyis b'yoyim. The hottest time of the day, which is 4 hours into the day, and that's the time where animals are looking for shady areas. At that time in the day, the shaded area is cool enough relative to the non-shaded area that they should be looking to be in the shade. Later on in the day, they've either found a shady area, or the shaded areas themselves are very hot, and then it doesn't really make a difference to them anymore. But either way, the fourth hour of the day, which is when these animals are looking for shaded areas, and the sun is coming from the east, it's rising from the east, and the rays of the sun are hitting this mound, causing shadow on the western side of this mound, of this grave. So what do? We want to actually slope down the grave from the west side of the grave down to the eastern side. Should actually be sloped down in a way that there will be no shadow at this time of the day. The angle from where the sun is relative to this grave will be the same angle as as with the slope on the top of this grave, and then there'll be no shade on the western side of this, on the western side of the grave. So how do you do that? This time of the day, 4 hours in the day, you take a pole and you stick a pole into the ground just at the same height as the grave, on the east side of the grave, and now you can see exactly how far the eastern edge of the grave, where it's going to make shade, because you can see that from the shade at that time of the day from this pole. V'yira leheichon tzilo noita, and see where the shade is coming down to. Mashpia v'oile mashpia v'yirid, and then you slope the top of this of the grave to be that same angle as this stick, so to speak, that the shade of the eastern side of this grave is actually going to be on the floor, or almost on the floor, like this stick, that it's just a stick, which is a vertical stick, and the shadow that's coming off the top of this stick down to the floor, we want that angle to angle the top of the grave. And if we use that angle, then when the sun is in that position, there will be no shade whatsoever on the western side of the grave, and then the animals will not be there at the time of the day that they're looking for shade. That way we've kept them away, and they will not disturb the graves. And in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.